Well, good morning. It is 6:28 a.m. on Saturday, May 27th, 2023. 57 degrees, which is almost 14 degrees Celsius. 84% humidity. Glucose at 101. As I commence my stroll along the Willamette River, it winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. So, the ship report. The SS Honesty and the Ocean Venture are nowhere to be seen. They've been replaced by the Stanley Bay. So, I guess that pretty much resolves the question of whether the ships are going in and out. They are definitely rotating, loading up something, whatever it is there. It looks like a gravel company, maybe? I don't know. Something. Big old cargo ships. And they must just turn around and head back north up the Willamette. Either that or the steel bridge goes up, which it is clearly equipped to do. I don't know. I screwed up last night. I was on a date with Allie last night, and I'm not going to go into details because I need to talk to her about it, not you guys. But I really don't like disappointing people. Especially myself. But, you know, other people too. I don't know, I've been in a weird place these last few days. Thinking back over the last several casts, I've been I feel like I've been dodging something. And I don't know what. But I definitely haven't been feeling myself of late. And I honestly don't know what that is. What feeling myself is. And my instinct is to look outward and see what's changed to bring this about. But honestly, I don't think that's it. I think I've allowed something inside me to slip. Lost sight of this will be fun. The sprinklers are going. And they seem They seem ill-aimed. Ah, crap. They're watering more of the sidewalk than they are of the trees. Or in equal portions of both. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully I can talk to Allie about it. See if... I'll see if I can... make it up to her. I don't know. And honestly, I've been... there's so much new going on in my world right now. I don't think I've ever been... you know, not since college, when you're surrounded daily by friends and projects and objectives and goals on a daily, weekly, monthly, semesterly basis, have I been so engaged with the world and surrounded by people who are friends, or more than friends. New ideas, new ways of being, interacting. I'm cutting new brain grooves as far as that goes. And I don't know, I guess I've been feeling fatigued of late. Not physically, emotionally fatigued, maybe. I mean, I know that's a thing. Don't know if it doesn't feel like I've been doing any heavy lifting in that department. Steel Bridge. But I don't know. My wanna is at a low ebb. I guess that's the biggest thing that I'm noticing. Is that I'm surrounded by astonishing people, amazing sights, a great city. I don't know. It might just be a cycle. Things ebb and flow. It can't always be fireworks and primary colors and rock and roll. I don't know. I definitely feel like I've been putting on a face rather than having that authentic enthusiasm for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I need to do a video cast of this. I need to do a video cast of the Pearl Cast and a video cast of the River Walk, because this is just beautiful. I got to share this with you. While the weather is being cooperative and pleasant, I'd love to give you just a view of this. Seeing a lot more joggers on the river cast. Morning. I don't get people to talk while they jog. That's just, I've tried it. I've jogged in my past, in my distant past. I jogged for a while. I never had the impulse to chit-chat while I was jogging. I've never had anybody to chit-chat with, so maybe that's the missing ingredient. But get that huffing and puffing. Well, and I guess if you're in good enough shape, then that cardio experience is a little easier. I don't think I did it long enough to achieve that level of physical mastery that I could just chat while I'm pounding away on the pavement. And taking stock of my current physical state, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. There will be other ways I get my cardio, do my supernatural. That gets the blood up, I'll tell you. So I don't think I'll need to jog. So chatting while jogging is off the list. Trying to keep that list as small as possible. Things that are not going to happen. Plus, I don't like looking at not. I don't like looking at against or it's negative. Working against something, fighting against something. That, I mean, if you win that fight, where are you? Nothing. So you win the fight against this. The victory is empty because the thing that you are fighting against isn't there. And it's just a shift of perception. But if you fight for something, then the victory is tangible. You have achieved the thing for which you were fighting. Plus, the fight is much more encouraging. You know, if you're fighting to lose weight or you're fighting to be more present, there are metrics that you can follow that indicate your success or your progress on your struggles. Fighting against something is just, is it still not there? Nope, it's still not there. Okay, I guess we're fighting well. Fighting against bigotry or fighting for inclusivity. Technically the same thing, in practice, completely different. At least for me. And I'm passing under the Broadway Bridge, so I'm going to wrap this up for a Saturday, for a long weekend. I can only imagine the shenanigans that y'all will be up to. I've got nothing. I've got nothing on the books, which is another measure of where my head's at. And that will be addressed. I'm sure something will come up. Maybe I'll hit the Japanese garden or something. I don't know. We'll see. But, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you do have shenanigans planned. And I hope you revel in whatever those shenanigans may be. And whatever delights await you in the coming days. Always hold fast to the words of Zigzag Claiborne, despite everything. Create. Add to your world experiences, grilled cheese sandwiches, a nice mushroom omelet, perhaps. Yes, I'm hungry. And I will strongly suggest that loving fearlessly helps. Even when you screw up, if you're coming at it from a place of respect, admiration, joy, maybe it's not so bad. I promise I'll do my best to do the same. And I'll talk to you soon. Not tomorrow, taking the day, but I'll talk to you Monday. You guys take care till then.